Right, you ready to raw dog an episode?
Pretty good at raw dogging everything else, so let's go.
God damn it, Dom. Welcome back to Box, Box, Box. We got no plan for this week. I'll be honest, we
turned up and went,
oh, fuck it, let's see what happens.
What are we going to talk about?
Fuck no, let's see what happens. You know, first things first, what's your name on your Coca-Cola bottle? Because apparently they're the sponsor this week. They're not, but I got Beth.
I got Oscar.
What t-shirt you got on?
McLaren, of course. It's quite coincidental.
Like
for the record, I didn't pick this. Sam just pulled two bottles of Coke out of his boot and then held both bottles in front of me.
Costco wholesale. We live for it. We live for it.
We love a Costco.
But yeah, I mean, so we went to go see the F1 movie on Monday.
Yeah.
What do you think? Honestly.
Genuinely really good.
It was all right. I thought there was parts of very Hollywood.
The whole film was really Hollywood.
Yeah. But I mean, we're going to speak about the ins and outs more.
Well,
in a couple of weeks.
We've got two back-to-back races, I think, coming up. And then we'll speak about the movie. So if you haven't seen the F1 movie...
By then, tough shit.
Yeah, we're gonna deep delve. That is the episode topic for that week.
However, there was some unbelievably cool angles in it.
Yeah, I explained to Jack at F1 that... Without any big spoilers or anything like that, or like ruining the storyline for you or letting too much info out, it felt more immersive than watching an F1 race, but equally as enjoyable because it felt like you were watching a race, but you were part of it. It's the only way I can describe it. In obviously multiple scenes, there's lots, obviously,
Angles that I wish
we're in Formula One, yeah.
I mean, obviously, the one that was iconic for me, and I don't feel it's a spoiler, but it's the nose angle. You know, when it's looking up at the car. And I saw, again, so obviously this film, it was Apple Studios were one of the big pushers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, literally, Apple just modified iPhones into, like, you know, like the wing cam.
Yeah, yeah.
They literally, because they've got fucking Sony sensors in them.
Well, doesn't the 15 Pro Max at the moment do, like, 8K 60?
Yeah, it's something mental.
It's ridiculous.
But obviously, literally, they just modified them running the Blackmagic app. So it was running like really high rate. I'm not going to get nerdy because I don't imagine that many video people who watch this. But it felt, obviously, it was filming basically in log, in just flat colour. So it just gave them literal usable straight cinema footage.
iPhone's cameras are quite good anyway, but and it's the same with any Android phone. Like, obviously, me and you both got like flagship Samsungs, and the video on them's insane.
It's insane.
Every manufacturer adds their own little bit of tweaking, like
a bit of AI
and whatever to make it look better.
That was it, just straight.
Yeah, that's
at the camera.
They let the pros handle it. So
it looked incredible. I mean, so we went to go see it in IMAX.
Again,
if you are going to see it, make sure you see it in IMAX. It's the only way. It really is. Like, it was a film that was shot for IMAX.
I know you were saying that Hamilton felt like some corners, things didn't sound right and whatever.
Well, he did. He kept going back to the sensor and you could tell. You could really tell that there was lots of...
I really feel like I, as a sound guy myself, obviously I don't know what Formula One car sounds like in the flesh. So, but I've got to say that it sounded... Like, overall, the sound design on it was incredible.
Yeah, soundtrack was, you know what? And obviously, I heard the soundtrack on Spotify as it's been coming out over the last couple of weeks. But the soundtrack in the film, the way it's put together, is really well.
It is.
It is really well.
The whole thing was real good. Well, I'm debating getting like the Cineworld Max or the Odeon thing or whatever it is where you get unlimited films.
Yeah.
I think it's cheaper than actually buying one ticket at the moment as well. So I think I'm going to do it. I'm going to go back and watch it a couple of times. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, same.
And then when we come to do the review or we talk about it in an episode,
I'm just going to rock up with a pen and paper and like I used to when I studied film.
That's what I was thinking, like maybe like take my phone and take some notes and whatever, but I don't want to look.
You'd probably
like
get kicked out of the cinema for that.
Yeah.
But a pen and paper, they can't.
Yeah, well, I'm reviewing the movie, man.
Yeah,
but you don't know who I am. Box, 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 dog.
Yeah, they'll kick off, trust me. Ask me how I know. but yeah, honestly, though, like, it was, on the grand scheme of things, a good film. As I said, there were some things that I was a bit like, oh, for fuck's sake.
There are some very Hollywood bits. And if, like, you're a fanatical, very technical Formula One fan, then you might...
Which, to be honest, we kind of are these days.
I wouldn't say we're quite there yet, though. Like, in the grand scheme of things, with like, if you know what every tyre compound is and you know what the lap record for every circuit is, if you're that kind of person, take the whole thing with a pinch of salt. If you just enjoy Formula One, Or most of the modern casual Formula One fans are going to love it. 100%.
And so that was the thing for me. And I think that's kind of like Carlos Sainz summed it up perfectly. He was like, it's very Hollywood, but take it with a pinch of salt. It's a good movie. He went, take it with a pinch of salt. I feel for Formula One drivers, it's probably a bit pressing because I know the actual journey.
Yeah, exactly.
And there's a lot of things happening in that movie where you are like, bollocks.
Yeah. Again, though, without giving too many spoilers away in regards to it, and we'll move on from the F1 for the movie soon. But
I mean, it's the biggest talking point.
There's a lot of real life footage and vintage real life footage.
Yeah, lots of nods back to like F1's history, where they've adapted that footage to coincide with the storyline. But it is really good.
It is real good.
It's really well put together. However,
I'd give it an 8 out of 10, maybe a 9.
So,
what would you give it before you jump into Brad Pitt?
Honestly, probably just 7 for me. I think I want to watch it again. I think this sounds bad. My expectations were so high for it, and like everybody was involved, that I was like, oh. But it's still on the grand scheme of things pretty good.
Okay.
Brad Pitt was in F1 Arcade, London, on Monday.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Literally, obviously, the ops director was in.
Yeah, because it wasn't like the premiere, was it? But it was that they had lots of.
Yeah, apparently everyone in London was just losing their shit because, you know, Brad Pitt just fucking walked into your gaff and like didn't want to leave because he was enjoying himself.
Fair.
I mean, that's a fucking advert.
Yeah.
Brad Pitt rocking up and being like. However, I was told he wasn't allowed to race an expert.
He wasn't allowed?
Yeah, while the BBC were there. Like, yeah, Brad, sorry, you can't race an expert in case you'd been it. Apparently, he went an expert after and just smashed it.
Fair.
Apparently, spending 2 years around Formula One drivers. You get pretty good.
Well, I mean, would he have got in a car? That's the real question.
I think what...
And driven it himself completely unaided. That's the question.
Oh, definitely not. I think it would have really been...
It would have been an insurance nightmare, wouldn't it?
Not even that either. It's
like, if it was Tom Cruise, they'd be like, yes, say less.
You know what? Can I be honest? I think I would have actually preferred Tom Cruise to Brad Pitt.
Really?
And that's controversial.
Mm-hmm. I don't like Tom Cruise.
Oh, he's a bit of a mad lad.
I just don't like him. I don't think there's like...
Is it because he's a Scientologist?
No, I don't think... As an actor, I think he's a bit... meh.
You know, casting actually, who do you feel would have been better?
That's a good question.
I feel the rookie... What's his fucking name?
I know what his name is in the film, but I don't know what his name is.
Yeah, JP. The guy who's JP in the film. I can't think what his actual name is. I thought he was good.
Idris Summer, isn't it?
Yeah. I thought he was a good character because he was a bit of a prick.
Yeah, well...
In a good way, though. Yeah. Like, his character development was really good.
Yeah, again, I don't want to give anything away, so I don't want to talk about that, personally.
No, okay, fair enough. But who else could have played Brad Pitt? What Brad Pitt's role?
I really don't know.
It's a difficult one.
I feel like Brad... I didn't expect Brad Pitt to play that role that well. And he did, so...
He did do really well. And his character was interesting. As I said, it's really hard to not give spoilers away. But you know what?
We're going to dive straight past the F1 movie.
You know what? As I said, you've got 2 weeks and then we're going to go...
2 weeks and we'll jump in there. And we've got 2 weeks to go and watch it 27 times. Sam's going, hang on. We could...
Me thinking I could just go every day before work.
I mean... Yeah, as well. Yeah. It depends on.
You know what we need to do? We just need to inquire to Apple Studios and ask them what your licensing is, and just have it on repeat at work. Moving swiftly on, though.
One word of advice: if you are going to go to the toilet before you.
I was about to say that. For the love of God, it's nearly 3 hours. Like all of us, the people who we went with, by your sister, have all got pretty good bladders. Like, I end up going for two of the longest pisses of my life. Well, I went for a quick one, like a pit stop. Then obviously after, like we all went, and I
braved it. I sat in pain for like the last 20 minutes of the film because I needed a piss.
You risked a UTI for it.
Yeah, worth it.
But as a part, like obviously, I remember coming out and you're like, "Fucking hell, Sam, how long you did?"
I was going to say, you're pissing forever. Bear in mind, you pissed halfway through the film, and then you come out and then still go in and fucking piss even longer than ever, longer than I did. Oh. And I held it in.
Champion, mate.
Champion
pisser.
How much coffee did you drink that day?
Oh, mate, I don't even... 3?
Oh, that's not too bad.
Double espressos?
Mm. That's still not that bad.
That's quite tame for me. You know, I love a coffee. But yeah, I mean, moving swiftly on though, you know what? He was credited. Didn't fucking see him in the film. Lance Stroll.
I think we would have probably seen his face in the film, in the shots of all the drivers and stuff.
That's true. Did you see Misha? We spoke at Misha on a couple episodes ago.
Mm-hmm.
Misha was unintentionally in it.
I did not know that.
Yeah, so obviously when they did the podium celebration,
Misha
was just in the crowd and literally just saw like the podium change up and he was like, oh. And he was just laughing like, so I feel we're going to have to go back again and see if Misha's in any of
it. We need to spot him, see where we can
like,
see
and
him.
He was just there. It's like, what the fuck? Like, good old Misha. But yeah, it really, you know, actually, before we move on, the one thing I was really happy, and it's not a spoiler because it's really common knowledge, is that Brundle and
Crofty. Yeah, that
were the voice of it. They're like Lewis made that very firm.
I saw the interview with Crofty about it, and they were saying, he was saying how Lewis was like, if you want it to be authentic, you need Brundle and Crofty
to be the voice of it. Otherwise, it can't be anyone. It can't be like just a random actor. It's got to be Brundle and Crofty.
Yeah, and yeah, it worked. It for most of the film, it did make me, because of, I don't want to say cameos, because I feel like, but that, I suppose that is what it is, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's cameos. So, but because there were so many and so often, it didn't, most films that would do something like that, it would feel overdone, but it wasn't. It made it feel more
authentic.
It made it feel real. Like for points in the film, I kind of lost track of the fact that it's a fairy tale sort of thing. So,
yeah, like obviously there's a few big scenes in the film, which I remember the one of them, again, no spoilers, but when the cinema just went, you heard like a gasp. A gasp and it just went silent.
Yeah.
Like it went from like, that's the thing, like the actual race elements of the film,
it was really good.
It really sells the struggle of a new team.
Yeah.
But which, to be honest, I feel it's going to be Cadillac.
Well, it's a good job you should bring that up, because I'm sure, I know you've seen it because we've spoken about it, but we definitely need to talk about Valtteri Bottas and his update where he put on Instagram or TikTok or something.
With him coming up to Cadillac.
Like, oh, look, it's a Cadillac. Oh, there's two seats
there's
free.
There's two seats free. Uh-huh.
Is this a good seat? Do you like this seat?
Oh, I do, maybe.
Mm. And I know that there's also been an interview with him as well where they ask him, like, you know,
Danny Rick put something up as well, didn't he, about like how like retirement's quite boring.
I did not know that. I think it was Gunther did an interview with Bottas, and he was saying about you know, if Gunther was principal, he would say I'd want obviously two quite established drivers that understand, because with it being a new team, you need a driver that's driven other cars, like top end cars, to know what to do. And Bottas is like, yeah, I agree. So, and he's like, obviously, I'm in talks with him Cadillac are talking to everyone at the moment.
Yeah, of course.
Understandably. Like, it's
no secret.
Do we know
who the team principal of Cadillac's going to be?
I think it's common knowledge. Like, it's, well, public knowledge, but I don't know myself. I think it's been put out there that this is going to be the person. I think. I could be wrong. Citation needed.
I will say it is going to be interesting, and hopefully we do see Bottas and Danny Rick. But it's also one of them ones where, like,
that'd be a dream pairing, like personality and media. They would sell sponsors like no tomorrow.
Exactly, like you got two guys who are beloved on the track. They might not be. I mean, they could do really well, but it's
beloved both on and off the track.
Yeah,
like, if you look when it was Yuki and Ricciardo at VCARB,
yeah.
That's where they got the big Hugo sponsor from. And
yeah.
And to be honest, probably Visa and Cash App. Because if you look at it, really, they're both pretty cool in their own way.
Yeah.
And I vaguely remember God, that
just imagine the PR
Hugo
stuff you could
kicking off.
Imagine the PR stuff you could do with them two, though.
Yeah.
It'd be incredible. It would actually be incredible. Because I feel that them two...
That Deliveroo just... app again. The advert, but just eat this time. I reckon it'd outdo the Snoop Dogg one.
It'd be Uber Eats.
Uber Eats, that'd be groovy.
Uber Eats, be like, I'm Bertie, and I like a you, and Danny Rick just coming in, fuck off, can't.
Fuck off, you can't.
And I'm Australian. No, you're fucking not.
Well, yeah, they'd be two essentially an honourable and legitimate Australian.
Yeah, it would be hilarious.
It needs to happen.
We need to, can somebody write to a Cadillac?
Who loves V8s more? That's the real question. Like, Cadillac or... Australia.
Yeah, but Australia likes Holden. Then again, Like most of the
General Motors,
most of the great Aussie V8s are
American
V8s. Yeah, well, they're normally American V8s, except that have just been adapted to make crazy power because they're all mad lads.
Yeah.
But yeah, moving swiftly on as well. I mean, it's obviously so we had a gap week last week, and to be honest, mate, it's nice to have a week off from it racing. I love, you know, we love.
It's
it,
been chaotic, isn't it? Really. But I think so. We got Austria this Sunday.
Yeah.
But as we kind of mentioned earlier, I think it's Silverstone after that, isn't it?
I believe so, yeah.
So Austria, Silverstone, and then a gap week. And that's when, obviously, we'll do the F1 movie. Well, we'll talk about it in depth properly. But I forgot, I remembered. So last week we spoke about Mohammed Ben Sulayem, and we said we were going to talk about him more on this episode. Well, maybe we'll chuck that in. Depending on how much there is to talk about the race in Austria. I mean, I think
if not, we could do it after on the F1 movie. Yeah, ain't that interesting. It might be, but you know,
we'll dig into him a bit. I just realised because we've got the notes from last week's episode just on the table in front of us. So it's like, okay. I just saw it and then the first bit of Before We Get Started, it's right. Who's there. That? It's big bold name. And I was like, oh, yes.
So I mentioned that. I said, fuck that. It's you know, though,
we're just raw dogging it.
What day is it? It's Wednesday. Yeah, look, we're doing well this week. Normally the episode gets recorded at Thursday at 4 o'clock and then I've got an hour to edit and put it out, so.
Yeah, because you have to go to work, don't you?
Yeah, money off your mech.
Money off your mech.
Money off your mech. But you know, like, it's, I think it's been a good season so far, though.
Mate, it's been, well, so far, notable events that are, like, good to talk about. Hülkenberg scoring points twice. Two weeks in a row.
Kicksaver in the points.
In the points. Russell's got more podiums and obviously, I would assume, points so far. I don't know compared to a total of last season, but his podiums definitely. He's got more podiums this season than he did last season.
Yeah.
Antonelli, the rookie.
Yeah, rookie on the podium. Rookie leading a race.
Yeah. So that's massive. McLaren's dominance has been incredible.
Yeah, you know, as well.
The last race was the first race of the season where McLaren wasn't on the podium. So,
all of Verstappen's literal drama.
Yeah, oh, that's just so.
You know what? I'll tell you, Verstappen's one of them ones where, like, obviously, he's a fucking no on track, but off track, he's fucking hilarious. You know,
I love him. Love him off the track.
Like honestly,
his interviews.
Yeah, like I saw somebody who's like, "So it's a wet race. Yeah, it's going to be a bit slippy when it's wet." And you just see Lando sat next to him just having, like, trying his hardest not to lose it. Because Max just says it with such a straight face as well.
He just doesn't care, does he? Here's an interesting one that I saw recently. It was a comment on an Instagram post or something, or might have been TikTok. I don't know. But it was Alonso. Don't know how true this is because it was... I don't know how true this is, whether it happened or not, but apparently Alonso was saying that Verstappen is a better world champion than what Lewis is.
Ooh.
Yeah. And I was like, okay. Coming from a former world champion as well. So it's like, all right. I'll hear it out. And learning more about it. And he was saying, so most of Lewis's titles were when I don't know exactly with his McLaren, but definitely with the Mercedes.
Yeah.
He wasn't racing anyone other than his teammate. The car was so dominant that the only person he really had to outperform was his teammate. Which, for a lot of Lewis's championships, I agree, because the only time when he had the gap where he didn't win was when Rosberg won and was in the same car. So it's like, okay, yeah. Whereas Max's, he's had to race Lewis Hamilton, the 7-time world champion.
Yeah.
So
that's an interesting one. I feel that needs a bit of citation because there's parts of me that do agree and there's parts of me that don't agree.
That's exactly how I feel. I'm
What was it? Was it 2021 car, which we won't talk about, but that'd be 2021. But obviously that car was unbelievably dominant.
Mm.
That thing was a weapon. And obviously I think it was like the 2009 car as well.
Yeah.
That was unreal.
It's the thing is where, like, yeah, you know, all the cars that he won the championships in were good, but
that's normally what happens when there's a world champion. It's not.
That's the point. You need a good car to win the fucking championship. Like, you would, if Hülkenberg won this championship in the stake, we'd be like 100 million percent. He deserves everything he's got because it's a fucking shit car in the grand scheme of things.
Oh, 100%, 100%.
But you don't win championships in a less dominant car. I mean, look at McLaren last season. So yeah. Verstappen won overall. Well, he won the drivers, but McLaren won the constructors purely because it was the better car.
Yeah, and like this year, again, there's a reason why they are the top two performing drivers and the top constructor, because their car is dominant.
Yeah.
Like, they're doing fast boxes.
But it's also, I wouldn't necessarily say it's the, I don't want to say it and then look like an idiot, but I wouldn't say it's the best car on the grid, because all round, because there are cars that are better at other things, hence why McLaren last week wasn't on the podium.
Yeah, of course. I mean, those Mercedes are really starting to look quick.
Yeah, so...
But like, and we're still only just over halfway to the season.
Well, I think we're going in... So this race, once this race is over...
It's halfway mark.
We're halfway. So,
I mean...
No, hang on. It's 24 races to a season. So it would be 12. So we got after Silverstone's the halfway mark.
I mean, after Silverstone, I mean, I'm not saying things can change, but things can really change.
Yeah.
Like Mercedes, like... It's really hard to guess stuff like that. I mean, I really want to say Piastri is going to be the champion this year. Like, obviously, I mean, I thought it was Lewis this year. I thought Lewis and Ferrari, they've spent all this money on R&D, put him in a new car, and it is looking better, but...
It's, well, we're not even halfway through the season yet, technically, and there's still time, so you could have it with Lewis.
I think the thing
is... It looks unlikely.
Ferrari are climbing up to the grid every week and getting in better positions.
I think at the end of this season, we should double or nothing, or have the choice to double or nothing at our original prediction.
Something we've got to speak about.
Go on.
And it's the end point of the bet.
Go on.
Shababs. Oh, there was a fire.
Oh, yeah. I don't want to dig too much into
this isn't Formula 1 related, but honestly, I've never seen so much stuff from the industry we work in and people being devastated.
Our favourite.
It reopens Friday.
Really?
Yep. Zaffer's just had
everybody, all
family members, cousins, uncles, every Sparky kitchen, everybody he knows in the whole, I'll guarantee Ladypool Rose probably pulled together and got it back.
The whole lot, yeah.
Even the competition is this is...
You can't this
is a staple of Ladypool
Rose. We should get in touch and be like, yo, if there's anything we can do to help, let us know.
If you want a free sound system for a couple of weeks.
Yeah. Whoop, whoop. But yeah, that's devastating news our end.
Yeah, that was honestly gutting.
But it's going to be back open, isn't it? So we can still do it.
I mean, literally, I saw him, like, it was like, we've survived, like, two recessions and COVID. I'm sure we can get through a little fire.
Yeah.
I wonder how the fuck it burnt. Mate, somebody...
He was in the kitchen.
Oh, you know, I recognise that big fuck-off pot of oil they've got.
Yeah.
Somebody defo, like...
Didn't realise what they were doing.
No, you know, I was guaranteed, like, they were, like, bored, like, well... flambeing a ball tee and just a little bit of fire went in that pot and it just went bang.
Panic.
Somebody left the lid off.
Well, back to Formula One.
Look, that's important.
No, that is important. It is important.
But yeah, honestly, back to Formula One. Like, it is one of them ones where the championship, it looks like it's going to be Piastri's this year.
Oh, I think it will be.
It looks like it's going to be Piastri's, but anything can change. Anything really can change this. On the halfway mark. Sorry, I fucking died then.
It's all right. So this weekend coming up, we haven't done our predictions because we said we were going to do them this week. So we'll jump on that in a minute. But this weekend...
Austrian.
Yeah, Sunday the 29th of June.
What track are we at?
We are at the Red Bull Ring in Austria. It's race starts in the UK, 2 o'clock, 2 p.m. that is. I don't know...
If you're at F1, okay, get there at 1 because I'll be there at 1.
Yeah, getting early. Yeah, the week after we do have Silverstone. It won't let me do anymore, but yeah.
Red Bull Ring at Silverstone
Grand Prix. Should we dive straight into our predictions?
Yeah, go for it. So,
right, so hang on, let me see if I can find this real quick. I forgot about that. I didn't get it ready before we started. The document that we have. I was showing, who was it? I was trying to show someone how much I love spreadsheets. And I was like, let me show you this spreadsheet that I made for our predictions at the Formula 1, and I showed them all the automation in it, and they were like, wow. I was like, yeah, spreadsheets.
Just while waiting for that spreadsheet to, I'm just noticed we've both got trucker arm.
We have, but Oh, yeah. Not too bad. Not as bad as our literal trucker friend, Rich.
Yeah, Rich
has come around once. He's like, no, you got a trucker arm. And I was like, put your arms out. And it's literally one looks like he's a different ethnicity to the other. Like, come on, Rich. Anyway, so last week, your prediction was Piastri, Norris and Verstappen.
No, that we've done that. That was 2 weeks ago, mate.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Well, your last prediction was Piastri, Norris, Verstappen.
Yeah, because your dad put fucking Hülkenberg in and we were like, what the fuck is it? You smoking?
I put Piastri, Norris, Leclerc, and he put Russell, Piastri, Hülkenberg, and he got 1 point because he predicted Russell on the top step. So, yeah.
Right. Okay. I'm going for this.
Go on then. I'm going to put them in as you.
So we're Austria. I'm going to say Piastri.
Yeah.
Max, George.
So Piastri, Verstappen, Russell. Okay. I'm going to match Piastri, obviously, because I think he's been on my number one for almost every race.
Yeah.
My P2, I really don't know, you know. I'm going to go Russell.
I'm going Russell P2.
Yeah, and then I'm going to go Norris in P3.
Ooh, interesting, and we'll get your dad's.
So I put Russell to split the McLarens with Piastri on the top step. Well, I'll grab my dad's at some point.
Yeah. But you know, mate, like, I'm excited for it. Like, I'm excited to get back into racing. It's been nice to have a gap week. I keep seeing on Facebook.
What?
Just random trucking groups of people, like, spotting Formula One trucks. Like, I just keep getting tagged. And the thing that makes me laugh is watching truckers nerd out about what unit's pulling them.
Yeah.
It's like, I think...
Where they're like, what car's inside? And they're like... Well, that's a Scania 790 that has 450 brake horsepower, a 3.5 litre diesel. Yeah,
like I think I just saw one of them. I think it was it wasn't Williams. I think it was Kicksale was being pulled by a Mighty DAF.
A Mighty DAF.
Or a DAF like XG Plus, and someone was like, "That's a DAF XG Plus with an 11.5 litre V6."
Yeah. Damn.
I mean, I think it actually. We all know who's pulling Williams.
Williams. Mercedes?
No. Renault?
Why?
It's a Renault unit.
Williams is Mercedes?
No, but Renault's fucking... But Williams is truck.
Yeah.
He's a Renault.
Oh.
Imagine that.
It'd make sense. Like, Mercedes pulling Mercedes.
But Mercedes is being pulled by... the Mercedes units have got hydraulics.
Yeah, I think all of the actual... Actos or Actros, can't remember.
No, like not all of them. Like it's on bags. It's on. I mean, they're all on airbags, but this one has literal hydraulics. So when it parks, it sits on the floor.
Oh, nice!
It's slammed.
I've seen I've seen one of the trucks the units that takes the simulator around, the Mercedes one.
Yeah,
and that looks pretty fucking badass as well. I imagine that's probably equally as pimped out.
Yeah, like it seems like that all of them have like every single.
It's about imaging a situation like that, isn't it? So. If you if you're a trucker or a truck driver for a Formula One team in any way, shape or form, dragging around simulators, taking around the cars.
Let us know.
Give us some inside knowledge. I know you're not meant to. If you've signed an NDA, we won't grass on you.
We won't grass on you, I knew told it. We'll just say a trucker for a team.
Yeah.
But yeah, honestly, mate.
We have a friend that's worked with things in things that you shouldn't talk about. But
we got him very drunk.
and they can talk about things. We're not going to talk about them because we're not meant to talk about them. But
you know, it is what it is. But yeah, you know, mate, I think that's a pretty short and sweet.
I don't know how long we've gone for.
We've got like half an hour.
It's good enough. Considering we raw dogged it, I've raw dogged for less. I'll give you that.
You're the abominable home man, you know.
No, I'm not. Yeah, you are. Just, okay, maybe sometimes.
You seem to have calmed down a little bit, but Dom is the abominable home man, so hide your kids, hide your wife.
Yeah.
As long as they're of the age of 18.
Hang on. Right, you're painting a real bad picture of me here. I'm not a bad person.
I'm getting a word.
No. No. You're making me look real bad.
Real bad man.
Real bad man, yes. Real bad person.
Nah, Dom's actually a good person. I should have wandered him up on a public platform.
Thank you.
But yeah, as I said, if you have seen the Formula One movie, though, I think feel free to drop us a message on Insta.
Yeah, let us know. Give us, if you've seen it.
Let us know what you think, because I think it'd be cool to get people's opinions as well.
Definitely. I think when...
Send it us on anything. Just a heads up, if you send us anything, we're going to put you on blast. Yeah. We're gonna literally have a printout of comments.
If you don't want to be known, then let us know.
Yeah, we'll actually put that on, otherwise I'm reading your name.
But if you don't tell us you want to stay anonymous, we're gonna call you out and at you on here.
On everything.
So let us know what you think.
Where can we find you?
You can find me at DJ Dom Cook on all the stuffs. Where can we find you?
At Sentio Silvano, same on pretty much everything. Where can you find the podcast?
As always, it's at BoxBoxBoxPod on everything but Twitter.
Cunts.
I feel like I'm going to stop saying that next episode. No, cunts. Just gonna...
Also, hopefully, fix the audio. Don't know. Every week, I'm trying my hardest here.
It's a learning curve. We'll get there.
You know, if you notice the first couple episodes, saying it meant because we were on pure analog hardware. Now we're like trying to record like streamline.
We did use a slightly different setup as well, didn't we? But
I think also we weren't doing video then. The minute we introduced video, it just all went tits up.
Yeah, but... It is what it is.
It is what it is, ho.
Anyway, it's been fun. To be fair, when you said let's raw dog this episode and just go in with no prep, I was like, okay. But it's been way better than I thought it was going to be. So big up your bad self. Thanks for listening, as safe. Always.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Bye.